Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Tuesday, the last day of January 2023. Where did January go? I'm asking. Not that I want it back because it's cold, you know. But where did it go? It seems like time is just flying by. I've got a lot of news to cover, but I've got somebody with me to cover it with me. Randy Taylor, come on in and let's open morning, a pod. Everybody. Yeah. How you doing, my brother?
I am doing good, sir. How are you doing today? I woke up today and I don't know. I just felt like it was going to be a great day for some reason. Now I know why. What's up, buddy?
I'm looking for the map for the water tower, the tower, the Texas school, right, high-powered rifle, Charles Whitman. I'm looking for that map. Folks, I'm kidding, okay?
There's a lot of people feel that way. It's the holidays, man. Every time after the holidays, everybody goes through this, and it's
real. What pain. Holidays? I don't even remember the holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
we don't remember them like we used to remember them as traditional Christian holidays, because now everybody's against it.
So yes.
Take the trees down, and I know. In Canada, there was an issue up there with the schools. They weren't allowed to have Christmas parties anymore.
Really?
You can have a holiday party, and we can celebrate the Ramadan, but you can't have a Christmas party. You can't say the word Christmas.
Canada needs spanked.
Well, Canada needs more than that. Canada needs to be invaded by Randy Taylor.
I don't think you're allowed to be up there.
These people up here, when you're up here, Doug, I'm telling you, are jackasses. You know me, I'm back and forth.
Ken and I are not on speaking terms. So,
and be honest with you, I've got holdings there and all, and to be honest with you, I'm about ready to yank everything out of there.
Good.
Seriously, reason being, I'm afraid of losing it. Meaning this jerk up there that's running the country, he's really into this Great Reset. And I can just envision losing property, things like that. I'm worried about family that I have up there. Very concerned. Right. There's a lot of things that are happening very fast up there.
Speaking of that jerk, I want to ask you this, okay, in front of all six people watching this. I'm kidding. The numbers.
Seven. Okay. I grabbed a homeless guy.
All right, but I'm going to ask you something here. All right, and by the way, the back end numbers don't match the front end numbers. The numbers you see on Rumble and Brighteon and I don't know what's going on, and even some of the front end numbers on the audios are not matching the back end numbers. Back end show us right above MSNBC. Not that that's like anything to crow about, but anyway.
But Derek called me the other night and told me to keep going into this thing and hitting this thing and hitting this thing and hitting this. I did it all night.
We just kind of, oh, I finally got that. All right. Yeah. Keep refreshing.
Numbers look good, buddy.
Yeah. Look at that.
You got good numbers. You got a lot of people that listen to the show, and it's a beacon of light in a very dark world.
Well, speaking of dark, I want to get your take on this, because I know you've done some, you and I over the years, and for the new listeners, the new viewers, like I said, both of them, you and I have done investigations together. You have a long history of investigative work, as I do. You were an operational asset, as I was, for the feds, which, you know, used to be a good thing, not anymore.
And I was thinking about that this morning. That's sad.
Yeah. It is sad to think that That's nothing to put on your resume anymore.
You can't trust them. They've turned on the people. They are a weaponized arm of the U.S. government.
And we've got, yeah, so I'm going to get to that. But I also want to ask you about that maniac up there, Trudeau, that what is your take, B? Because we've heard the rumors, but I want to know the truth from Randy Taylor. I want to know your opinion. Is he Castro's biological son? Do you believe in your heart?
I firmly believe he is. Okay. And the reason being, we can trace that back to Castro and his mother and his father being all in the same, you know, his what they call his father, the former prime minister, all being together many times.
Right.
Okay. And if you did, and you know what, if we were doing facial recognition and you said to match a face, I can match him to Castro, cheekbones, the ears, the eyes, the everything. I could literally change his hairstyle and stick a green cap on him, and it looked just like Fidel.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking. This is not, it's almost where if you can take one face and transpose it over the other, it's a perfect fit. This is not, it just looks so genealogically correct. You know what I mean? That you can't argue with.
Well, I've got a reason for asking that, and it's not for gossip or any other reason, but there is DNA. Okay, obviously, we've talked about DNA. There's the blood, and being related by blood, and of course sharing DNA. There is always that. Even today, the injections. You're talking about this connection to DNA. I don't want to say elite. The global leaders are after our DNA. And they're after certain DNA, I believe. And I've written about this, and I know Steve Quayle has, but I do think that DNA plays a factor in leadership positions, because if you're not of a specific lineage, you're not going to be elected. You're not going to be selected. You know what I'm saying?
If you are elected like Trump, you'll be driven out.
Exactly.
You don't fit the mold. You are not.
Yeah.
This plan that these people had goes so far back, and if you're not part of it, they're not going to let you thrive. They're not going to let you exist. They're not going to let you do your job. They're not going to let you hold that position.
And it took me a long time, Randy Taylor, for me to believe that. And the more I see now, the more I realize that how true that is. It goes all the way back to the Keynes, and then we have Keynes, economics, which, you know, it's not Keynesian, it's Keynesian economics, which is a play on words. But anyway.
Look at this whole Davos setup.
Yeah.
They're talking about turning the world over to the billionaires. Really? And letting them govern. I don't think so.
Well, okay, so.
I don't understand why people, if I may.
Yeah, please.
I don't understand why people are allowing these Davos meetings to even happen.
Okay, thank you. And by the way, folks.
It wouldn't be hard to bust this up. I'm just telling you.
No.
It would not be hard. And what are they going to do about it?
Exactly. Okay, so I just want to say this. Yesterday, we had a pretty, pretty intense show. Okay, I mean intense. A lot of dot connecting from the monkeys that spilled over on Interstate 80 to Jordan Walker to all this. So, I mean, there was a lot. It was heavy. Today, let's see when I talk about this. Okay. Well, why? Okay. Because here's you. Here's me. And I'm sure people listening and watching to this feel the same way. Why not take, I don't know, whatever weapons we have at our disposal and handle this? And that's a hypothetical question. Not a hypothetical. I think that's a legitimate question.
Why? It is a legitimate question. Because of fear.
Fear of what?
Remember, one guy's hero is another guy's bad guy.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I would like nothing better than to round up, you know, a couple hundred SEALs and Rangers and take care of Davos. I'm done.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
And of course, what do you do with all the jets and stuff? But okay.
But I'm just saying that's an easy target to me. When you look at, all right, we want to combat the globalists. Yeah. That's an easy target. They could have security up the butt. Doesn't matter. It's easy target.
They're all in one place too.
You got it. And I'll just shut up now.
Well, okay.
It could be done easily.
Okay.
So, well, when I say easily compared to taking on a bigger target, that's an easy target. Hell, if you served in the military, you've engaged targets with more people than that there. You know what I mean? And more heavily fortified. So big deal.
I know. Well, I won't say it, but that man's faced some stuff, okay, that I'm talking to. Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com for any correspondence.
I've always said, pray that I'm never terminal.
I've said the same thing.
That the doctor never comes to me. I'm sorry. Pray I'm never terminal.
But you know, it's sad that we have to think that way.
That they're doing this, make us think this way, because, you know, every day corruption is exposed. Every day the bad guys, their faces are put up on your screens. Every day, nobody's doing anything about it. Evidence that is presented and has been presented over the last few years is irrefutable with regards to COVID, the globalists. Anything that is China, anything that's against us, anything that wants to hurt us, okay, yeah. We know about it, but nobody's doing anything about it. That's the thing, you know. Five guys standing down the street with rifles, staring down the U.S. government, ain't gonna do anything. Well, you know what I'm saying?
It hacks me off that Biden comes and says, yeah, Second Amendment rights, you're gonna need F-16s or whatever. You know, no, Afghanistan, Vietnam, just to name two countries right there. We can really screw the pooch without having F-16s of our own.
Yeah, and they're starting to, well, you know, anybody that's, you know, dealt in that special ops surgical operations, when I say surgical, if I'm not precise, okay. Let's not go any more into that.
No. Okay. But the concept, though, okay, because
here's the concept, absolutely. Because look at the American Revolution, sir.
Yes.
Look at the American Revolution. We should not have won that war. Okay, really, realistically, there's a bunch of farmers, basically, took on. Don't get me wrong. We had help from the French. Okay, there was help from here and there, but it was a collective effort of farmers and regular people that were looking for a better life, had found it, and was not going to let anybody take it away from them. Gee, that sounds like us. We found a good life. We're going to let somebody take it away from us? People, it's really time to start thinking outside of the box. It really is.
Well,
and I'm not one. You know me. I won't go charging in the front door if I can go through an upstairs window, go downstairs and shoot the same thing. They're waiting for me at the front door. They weren't watching the window. You know what I'm saying? That's when folks are out and we talk about these things, surgical strikes, it would be, you know, if you have a selected target, you obviously, you know, that if two people are removed, it's just like removing a leader when you're on the battlefield.
Yeah.
Okay. In the old days, you didn't shoot the generals. Now the highest ranking thing you can see, kill it. You know what I mean? Because the rest of them are following his orders. That's why a lot of Saddam soldiers surrendered. Their leaders popped off. They didn't want to fight.
Well, it's I think we're seeing some of that with Ukraine and Russia today. I really do.
I just think those people are going to get, they're going to get walked over, and Ukraine's going to be taken over. But this has just been a show of what Putin can do, I think. Because I'll be honest with it. Hey, lady.
See, my lady, the studio dog's involved in this discussion.
I just, we're right now, I think the next 30 days will be interesting to see what happens, because when Russia actually moves in and takes over the Ukraine, which I firmly believe they will, it's going to be very interesting to see how NATO responds. That'd be very interesting. I'll be honest with you, I don't really think Ukraine justifies World War III to me and any American blood being spilled. I don't see it.
I totally agree with you.
They did nothing but shut down a bank. That's all they did. And a criminal bank at that. All that is a big money laundering operation over there. That's why our Congress is upset and our Senate's upset, because they have interest over there. Their children have interest in the Ukraine.
Yes.
And that's the part that makes me sick. That's what made me sick about George Bush Sr., that piece of garbage. Okay? And that, and his little lollipop son, George Jr. Okay? Punk. Okay? You wasted thousands of American lives to promote your globalist agenda. You murdered them. You didn't put a democracy in Iraq. This is part of your Arab Spring. You've been murdering our own people for years, using them at your leisure. Why? Because you're elite and they're not? Because they have a uniform on? See, that's the part that's teased me off no end. You know, if the enemy's at the gate, yeah, we'll stand at the gate and fight. But don't be killing these kids, having our kids, these young men and women murdered on the battlefield for your freaking agenda.
You know, we saw this happen with the Vietnam War. Yeah, I mean, if you're old enough to remember this, it wasn't the senators and congressmen and the leaders, their sons, that went over for the most part to fight. It was the poor people, the poor kids.
That was the draft. The draft was the poor people.
Yes.
The rich people get out of it. Look at Bill Clinton. He knew how to get out of it. Even George Trump, Donald Trump, he knew how to get out of it.
Yep.
So you
mentioned something, though. Okay, so we've got Ukraine over here. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday or the day before, you had four-star general, Air Force General Mike Minahan, I believe his name is. I'm not sure, but saying, "Hey, prepare yourselves," to his cadets, "prepare yourselves for war with China by 2025."
War with China.
With China.
Okay, now that guy, give him a Budweiser. You know what I'm saying? He's talking more along what I want to hear. China's the enemy.
Exactly.
I mean, China is the enemy in every aspect, if you think about it. Well, militarily, economically, politically, medically, there's not an area where they haven't infiltrated us and brought problems, brought menace, brought death. China's not an ally. China is the enemy. And the people that think that Russia and China are going to join up against the U.S., I don't know. I know one thing. I don't see the U.S. clearly mentioned in the Bible. Maybe we haven't read that.
As Babylon, I don't know. But in practical terms.
Maybe we've earned that not being mentioned. Maybe we dropped the ball.
You look at the landscape here, which, you know, again, Randy Taylor, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to be honest with the audience, okay? We have been deplatformed from Patreon. That was our biggest source of revenue. We've been censored by many platforms. back 11 years ago, I was the first one, I believe the first Homeland Security US.com was our website. Google, or I'm sorry, GoDaddy kicked us off on
I remember that
June 22nd, 2023. What's rolling out that people are going to hear this coming Sunday, what people are going to hear is what I've got planned for the next, for the foreseeable future. You and I have to talk, but the bottom line is this. Okay. I'm to the point now, like I was going five different directions on this, because I'm to the point now where I'm done sitting back here and talking about this. You know, look, I brought on Eric Brickman. Eric Brickman, in addition to being a great economist, also has this initiative for homeschooling that's going to revolutionize homeschooling. And I'm watching people say, oh, yeah, it's a great thing, but they're not getting involved. They're not putting where their money or their effort or their mouth is. Now, it's going to go regardless, and it's going to revolutionize homeschooling. So people like your children, I'm talking to the audience, won't have to be subjected to these blue hair, purple hair, tattooed, pierced morons. But here's where I'm at. Okay. I can show you pictures of all the bad guys. I can show you deeds of all the bad guys. That's like saying to a district attorney, this is how I look at it, and say, okay, here's the proof that Mr. Smith murdered five women. Okay, here's the proof, Mr. DA. And the DA look at it and say, well, thanks very much. You have a good day. And,
That's pretty much what they're doing, though. If you look at it collectively, that's what they're telling us. Thank you very much. And I'm down the road. Someone at some point is going to have to start holding the people accountable. Someone's going to have to break the mold and jump out and say, it's the end of this. And that's one thing I liked about Trump. He had the right ideas. He just didn't know how to implement them. And he had the entire U.S. government against him, basically. You know, when you go back and you really analyze it, he wasn't getting a lot of cooperation from anybody, and the people he thought he could trust, he couldn't. It's like the Bill Barrs and, you know, that piece of garbage. You can't take on the U.S. government as a whole. You know that.
Right. Obviously. Right.
We're not super. We may as well be a bunch of farmers. Okay. Homeschooling problem, and the reason people aren't responding to that is, my belief would be, the governments have made it to where when I was a kid, mom could stay home. Most families can't do that anymore. Mom and dad have to both work. And that's not so they can have a cottage somewhere. That's just so they can keep food on the table. And then when you bring in things like, you guys think this, everybody thinks this recession and all that is part of a big global thing. The recession was brought in to put us down. Okay? To make patriots and people that might resist, you're busy scrambling right now to put food on the table, because your food is now probably 50% higher than it was 2 years ago. The cost of your food.
All right, stop right there. Now, you're talking about the need for two-income households, okay?
But I'm talking about homeschooling requires a parent at home.
Right, versus putting food on the table, which, you know, it's almost difficult without two incomes, and that's by design. So if you hold it right there, because what we're seeing, and we talked about this briefly before airtime, is, hey, there's, you know, listen to the White House, everything's fine, no recession, things are good. What a bunch of crap that is. When you go to buy a dozen eggs, and that's, $8 or $6 whatever,
They were $2.39. Next thing you know, they're $6.
So, right. What? So when you start digging, and this goes for beef, this goes for all of the proteins, this comes up, okay? And this is just one of many. This is page one on the show prep, or page, yeah, this is page one. Okay, firefighters continue to assess damage after a large fire at this egg farm, which is the largest egg farm for Hollandale eggs. And this is going to leave a mark, but we're seeing fires, arsons, explosions all over the place. And people are saying, well, these things happen. No, not at this frequency, not
accelerated.
Exactly. So, what's going on here? Okay.
When we go to jump back to other subject, okay, when we talk about having, all right. This is where I really see that we deteriorated as families.
Yes.
When we started meeting at the dinner table, when we stopped.
Correct.
When everybody stopped meeting at the dinner table. A large reason for that was parents were working. Okay? So they didn't meet at the dinner table anymore. I'm going to stop and think about it. Two things the government I know are afraid of is people with faith and people with family. Stop and think about that. They'll always try, and they've done it. Faith is dangerous to a government. People of faith have hope. And I want you people to just stop and think about what I'm saying, okay? Because you're going to have to go back and analyze this, all right? Faith. How do you get faith? You believe in something. Another thing that helps keep your faith, you adhere to and you unite with and you discuss and you hang out with people that have similar values, beliefs, right? Belief in God, a belief that abortion is wrong. They don't want us talking. They don't want us together. They don't want 300 of us in a building talking to each other because we present a threat to the government. Stop and think about that. So what do you do to divide people? Every time we turn around here, the government is dividing us. They did it economically, so mom and dad have to work. We were driven away from the dinner table, okay? The families have been broken up, scattered to the winds. You see what I'm saying? We're not the tight, close-knit, Christian, patriotic community that we used to be. And I say all of it's by design. Oh, the worst thing, the biggest threat to a government is people with faith.
It is by design. And I think
what I'm trying to explain is hard, but I'm having a hard time putting it in words.
No, I think you're doing a better job than I can.
They've divided us. You know how you always talk about that granular level?
Yes.
They divided us at granular level when they pushed us away from the dinner table.
Well, that at the same time they took God out of schools, and of course, shortly thereafter, you know, they celebrated the killing of unborn, and which is why there's such a this is why they doubled down on our schools to push drag queens in there and crappy books that talk about, you know, little Johnny sucking off the teacher. Okay, sorry for being graphic.
Even before that, Doug, the liberal left puke views that these people have, that these teachers have, they come in and they indoctrinate into the students. And if you don't agree with them, you'll notice it in your marks, in your grade.
You know, again, this is so we can trace this back to, obviously, you know, a century plus ago, when the communist goals were really made public. Herlong read the communist goals back into the congressional record back in 63. But now the globalists have adopted these communist goals, and this is what we're seeing today. So I think what you're saying is exactly right. And people, they want to divide us on that family level, the granular level, as you say.
Because that's going to carry over.
Exactly. And you notice, you know, this COVID response, It's shut down the churches and schools and such, but not the bars, not the liquor stores or big box stores, I should say.
And who did they go after and arrest? Preachers.
Exactly. I think of the pastor up in Canada, God bless him. And, again, you know, who's fighting for the J6 defendants? Who's fighting for the pastors like the one up in Canada, Arthur?
How did a J6 anything turn into a life sentence?
Exactly.
How does that happen? Vandalism. I could see that. Destruction of public property. You want to go that route? Okay, cool. But there's no justification for those sentences that are being handed out.
No.
That's crazy. The whole system is so corrupt. And when it explodes, I hope they don't act surprised, because it's going to explode. Sooner or later, people are going to say, you know what, that's enough. And something's going to happen. There's going to be an event. I'm watching Canada right now because Mr. Trudeau went out to Prince Edward Island and thought he was going to start taking guns from homeowners out there. And they decided to stop. And they're waiting to see what's going to happen. But he was going to start in Prince Edward Island, which is basically a very country-type community. It's a very small little province up in Canada. And that's what they're going to do. Going to take their guns.
I mean, confiscate or?
No, confiscate. Yes. Knock and grab.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. This is just within a week or so. Last week, somebody had sent that to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll forward that to you.
I didn't hear about that.
Whatever's happening in Canada
is going to happen here
in the U.S. Yeah, because it's all part of the grand plan. See, North America is supposed to become like a territory.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. And this, oh God, I knew about this decades ago. Suspected it. Alex Jones talked about this decades ago. And as I recall, it is Canada and the U.S. and Mexico. Then there's a line, and then South America would be in its own deal. But folks, if you look at what they're talking about and breaking the world up like that, then I'm going to ask you to please refer to Revelation. Okay. And when they talk about the heads on the dragon, one of them being destroyed, who is it that gets destroyed? Might be us. We don't know. You understand what I'm saying? You really got to start paying attention to the Bible. And when you're reading it, pray. And I'll tell you why I pray. I pray that I'm reading it right. That's what I pray for. I pray for the words to become ultra clear to me. Because I can hand a Bible verse to five different people and get basically five different variations. I want the right one from God. You know what I'm saying? And folks, pray for that. Pray for that for you. Pray for that for your families. Because things that are going on in Revelation, that we read about in Revelation and Ezekiel, they're happening today. They've been happening. This is no joke. Okay? If we're end times are right around the corner. If you're not in them now. But I say we're in them now. But Doug, at this point, I don't know what to do. It hasn't become clear to me. When it does, it will be clear as a bell. And once it is, I won't deviate.
And you know something? Okay, what you mentioned, I believe that you're 100% accurate. I think that if you have a concordance, use that, and also make sure you drill down into the original language of the words that were used, and that'll help you, especially when you're reading the Bible, but pray when you're doing it, because that's so important. So that's a good point, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
Another thing on different versions of the Bible that they have out there, paraphrased versions, and I'll be very careful because one word can change the entire sentence.
100%. And I use the King James.
Personally, I use King James Version.
Yep. Not the New King James, but King James.
Thank you. The old hardcore King James. My Bible that I have is probably 40 years old, and it's King James Version. It's one that was given to me when I was young. So it's older than that. Anyway, it's King James Version, but my former father-in-law had a Bible collection, and I was able to sit down and see over 300 versions of the Bible.
You know, I remember that time period in your life, okay? And I still have something of yours from you here, okay? But anyway, yeah. Very interesting.
But the thing was, what I noticed, if you change one word, you could, and especially if you were in a different country, you could actually flip the meaning of the entire verse.
Yes.
That's why I prefer the King James. You know, I understand people aren't into the thou and all that. Just bear with it. Okay?
Suck it up, man.
Yeah, suck it up, buttercup. All right? Stick with the King James Version, because these paraphrased versions and the New International Version and all that, okay. But if you get tripped up on something, don't be surprised, okay? That's a fact. That's my personal preference, Stokes' preference. I hope you listen to us, but I would stick with that. And tonight, start reading Ezekiel. Read Revelation. Sit down with your family. Sit down with your family. Read a chapter. Read a chapter. Okay? Because you're going to find and get everybody's input. Okay? Dad, head of the house, mom, if it's you, whatever, you know, as far as the religious leader in the home. But get everybody's input. See, because people see things in a different way. And it's your family. You got to guide them. That's your job.
Okay? I wonder how many people who are listening and watching this actually have discussions in their family discussions about the Bible, biblical events and current events at the same time.
Yep. And the thing is, you may have missed something. Somebody may have been able to pull something in. Every time you read Revelation, and I'll say this today, I get even more out of it. Every time.
I do as well.
Especially Revelation.
And speaking of that, I want to show you this before we get too much further. And again, I kind of abandoned most of the show prep, but this is video 4 on the show prep. You were talking about how fast we're moving and about the book of Revelation. And the title of this video is, Are You Ready for Brain Transparency? Now, Well, this is about a 4-minute video clip. I don't know if we can make it through the 4 minutes, but I want people to understand how far we've gone already into this dark abyss that's been colored as some sort of savior for mankind, which is not that. So if we can roll clip 4, here it is.
First off, a video. It's going to make you see the future and understand a wonderful future where we can use brainwaves to fight crime, be more productive, and find love. Let's roll.
Sensing your joy, your playlist shifts to your favorite song. Sending chills up your spine as the music begins to play. You glance at the program running in the background on your computer screen and notice a now familiar sight that appears whenever you're overloaded with pleasure. Your theta brainwave activity decreasing in the temporal regions of your brain. You mentally move the cursor to the left and scroll through your brain data over the past few hours. You can see your stress levels rising as the deadline to finish your memo approached, causing a peak in your beta brainwave activity right before an alert popped up, telling you to take a brain break. Your mind starts to wander to the new colleague on your team, whom you know you shouldn't be daydreaming about, given the policy against intra-office romance. But you can't help fantasizing just a little. But then you start to worry that your boss will notice your amorous feelings when she checks your brain activity and shift your attention back to the present. You breathe a sigh of relief when the email she sends you later that day congratulates you on your brain metrics from the past quarter, which have earned you another performance bonus. When you arrive at work the next day, a somber cloud has fallen over the office. Along with emails, text messages, and GPS location data, the government has subpoenaed employees' brainwave data from the past year. They have compelling evidence that one of your coworkers has committed massive wire fraud. Now, they're looking for his co-conspirators. You discover they are looking for synchronized brain activity between your coworker and the people he has been working with. While you know you're innocent of any crime, you've been secretly working with him on a new startup venture. Shaking, you remove your earbuds.
What do you think? Is it a future you're ready for? You may be surprised to learn that it's a future that has already arrived. Everything in that video that you just saw is based on technology that is already here today. Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity.
Just turn that off. I think we're pretty well here on what they're doing with the intercourse with your mind. Excuse me, that's the best I could do.
You're right. And to hear those words, it's already here today. And think about that.
Well, you wonder how what has been already played on you. That's the thing. When people bring in these Alexas and these Googles and all this crap into their house, it's not allowed here. You bring that in, your butt will be wider because guess where I shoved it on the way out the door? All right? I will never allow that crap in the house. Ever. I don't want some machine like, good morning, Andy. I don't need this. And this AI goes even further. I was reading how they've already were able to take three or four people in a group and their brains are connected.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And the way they're trying to sell it is, if there's a societal problem, we want more people to get together and find the solution. My butt.
It's a surveillance state.
It's past surveillance. That's a prisoner state.
Exactly.
Past surveillance. You remember that dumb movie with Sandra Bullock and Sylvester Stallone? And the black guy, the martial arts guy.
No, I don't.
His taxes. Anyway, it was a thing where Stallone was frozen. They thaw him. And it's this new society, and he doesn't know how to operate it because he's an old-time cop. You know, if there's a murder, death, kill, you know, Sandra Bullock, it's so annoying you want to slap her. You know, I can't even think of the name of the movie, but the black guy doesn't pay his taxes. The skinny guy, been in a lot of movies, used to be a star. Never mind. Anyway, that's a good example of what your future would look like.
Right.
You know, I just don't. And the more someone else is thinking for you, the less you're thinking, the less freedom you have. And that is exactly what they want. People, every time you turn around and want to exercise some freedom, their idea of freedom is, let's kill a baby. They've got freedom. Okay, that's not my idea of freedom.
Okay.
That's not my vision when you say the word freedom and rights.
So let me ask you, like, I don't know, this to me is almost like a $64,000 question.
I didn't know it was good.
Was the COVID response that included mRNA technology designed for this? Okay.
It's probably interlaced with the mRNA, okay. With AI. People, I know everybody thinks robots are cool and all that. Push the stuff away from you. Okay? And if you got Google or Alexa,
yes,
get rid of it. It's spying on you.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to tell you something now. If you're with a bunch of patriots and you're talking, take the battery out of your cell phone.
No, dump your cell phone and go in the middle of a cornfield.
Yeah, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Don't think because you shut the cell phone off that it's off.
Yes.
Don't think you can't be tracked. You can be tracked. Done it. Okay? You can be tracked. We are in a surveillance state. We are in a prisoner state because they see us as prisoners. We are cannon fodder to these people. If you think they give a damn about any one of us, I want you to think about those 4,000 kids that died in the sandbox.
Yes.
You think they care about us? You think they care about your neighbor? They slaughtered them kids for an agenda.
You're exactly right.
We invaded a sovereign country. The United States invaded a country just like Hitler. You tell me what's different. And then for us to say something to Russia about going into Ukraine, are you kidding me? Is that the pot calling the kettle black? Yes.
Yes.
So this government disgusts me. Joe Biden is pig's work. Okay. His son should be in prison. And Biden should be right behind him. That there's so many of these people in Congress and they're laughing at us. That Pelosi should be doing time. Eric Swalwell.
Very well with fang, bang, me love you long time.
These people that have especially question, Doug, if you and I were going to apply for a, let's say, a job that required top security clearance, okay, we couldn't have the luxury of a foreign national possibly for a wife. We both have a friend in Central that was in the Central Intelligence Agency that had to leave the Central Intelligence Agency because he married a foreign girl.
Yep.
And
think about that.
I'm sorry, you lost one of the best people you could ever have. That man did more for this country than all you clowns put together.
And people don't understand that the inner workings of these agencies.
And we are cannon fodder. People believe it right now. If nobody cares if you live or die, as far as the government is, the only people that care about you are fellow Christians and fellow patriots and your family. That's it. And God.
And God.
Outside of that, nobody cares. If you think they're operating in your best interest, you are high as a kite and send me some, baby. Because I would love to be in that little world. Yeah. Get with the program. They're coming after you in so many different directions, you can hardly count them. Let's just, AI, that's coming at you. Okay. COVID, the response to COVID. When I say the shutdown, okay. The shots, okay, and people listen. Even if you took a shot or two shots, stop. Do not take boosters, and I'll tell you why. My firm belief: the dangers in the boosters. The first two were like setting a platform, but if you don't feed it with the boosters, I think you still have a chance. Okay.
Interesting concept about that. And this was set up for that.
It's just like if you're going out drinking every day, stop now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Stop now. Whatever's happened in the past does not matter. We love you. I love you. I will die next to you. If that's what it comes to. I'll go to the wall for any of you people. Doug will go to the wall for you.
But you've got to come to the come with us. Yeah.
But we're in this together and we're getting hit and these little dumb things that are sold as cool and that's neat, like these little Google things that talk to you and Alexa and all that. Stop. If you've got a home house system that runs your house, you know, from a computer, that's okay. I'm okay with that. But when you start bringing in especially Google, I've always thought when people were asking me who was the beast, I sat there and I thought about who is the beast because it never says it's a man. It says it has the mark of a man. It could very well be Google. You know why I say that? Because people will believe Google over Jesus. People believe everything Google says, and we know Google changes things. We know that. We know that Google falsifies data. We know that. We can prove that. I can prove that.
Yes, we can.
I can prove it back when they started sharing information from other countries at the bottom of the Google screen. I remember the day.
Oh, you're bringing back some memories there.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was the H1N1? Yeah. That's what brought that. That's what exposed Google was H1N1. They didn't even realize that they got exposed to guys like you and me that have been telling the masses. So many people don't believe in Google is because of guys like you and me.
Well, thankfully, yeah.
Hey, Google, one more time, baby.
I love it. Randy Taylor, at HagmanReport.com.
I wound up today, Adam.
it's good. Look, you know, we had a lot of really intensity yesterday. Today is kind of a conversation bringing you, the listener and viewer, into this because it's going to be up to us to do something. And by the way, I'm going to be on Wisconsin Christian Television tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Catch that, folks. Again, Wisconsin Christian News TV, 7 PM Eastern, 6 Central. John Whitehead, myself, and I believe Rob Pooh. And you can
don't you have to do an ad or something?
No, sponsor? No, because no one likes me anymore.
Nobody likes you.
I'm kidding.
I'll send you some Girl Scout cookies or something.
No. We've only have about 8 minutes left, which really the time flies. But, you know, when we're looking at all of this together, okay, and you mentioned something about the mRNA, and I believe you're right. I think the platform was injected. There was a doctor that had come out. This occurred on Twitter. I want to show you this because you brought this up. I want to show you this real quick. This is a lengthy video, but we're only going to play the first minute of this. This is video 2 on the show notes. Folks, watch the entire clip because it's worth it. It gives you all of the details. Watch this, Randy Taylor. Kind of exactly what you said to some extent. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Retzef Levy. And since 2006, I'm a faculty member at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I have more than 30 years of experience as a practitioner and an academic in using data and analytics to assess and manage risk, particularly in the context of health systems, health policies, as well as the management of safety and quality of manufacturing of biologic drugs. I'm filming this video to share my strong conviction that at this point in time, all COVID mRNA vaccination program should stop immediately. They should stop because they completely failed to fulfill any of their advertised promise regarding efficacy. And more importantly, they should stop because of the mounting and indisputable evidence that they cause unprecedented level of harm, including the death of young people and children. I personally became concerned with the vaccine safety around middle of 2021, when it became known that the mRNA vaccines cause myocarditis and inflammation of the heart. Since myocarditis is known to be hard to diagnose, because it often has vague symptoms or can even be subclinical with no symptoms. It's also known to be a frequent cause of out-of-the-hospital sudden cardiac arrest, especially among young people. I was very concerned that it will not be detected by the existing vaccine safety surveillance systems.
Okay, you can stop it right there.
Motivated by that. Stop
it. And you can watch the entire video, but it won't be caught by the surveillance of the injections themselves. But it, just as you said, stop.
If you're just like, if you're an alcoholic, stop. Okay, you're beating your wife. Stop. Today is the day. Okay? It's a great day. This is the first day of the rest of your life.
But okay. And another question though: how do we convince those who are still advocating the use of these to stop it and to connect?
We're back to the faith and belief system. If they believe the government, I don't understand how anybody can believe the government.
I don't either.
I haven't seen any demonstration or proof or anything that they're operating in our best interest. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen that. Doug, it's been literally decades.
Yeah.
Since I've seen them where they were actually operating in our best interest. And this thing where people are trying to get elected into the Congress and Senate. I mean, these people they're working the stock market and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
I lost my thing fell out here.
Yeah, my thing fell out earlier.
No, don't do that on the air. Okay. You there? All right.
Who?
Who?
conversations like this are necessary to have, in my view.
We need more of them. We got to do some fireside chats or something. And what would be interesting, and if people would be interested in this, let us know. I would like to take them back, since you're bringing up the website. They're going to see some old articles. We need to take them back a little bit in history. Maybe show a few films. Maybe show them what we used to do. You know? My point, and I talk about writing a book. My point to writing a book.
Yeah.
It's not about money. I want people to know.
You write a book for, unless your name is, Stephen King or Tom Clancy, good luck with that.
But the people that read it, I want them to know that, because a lot of people, they watch what's going on around and go, I can't do anything. You can. You really can. Okay? The book that I'm going to put out is going to prove to you that a regular guy that didn't even know how to use a computer took on Al Qaeda.
And took it on. I remember a CIA
rather
officer.
Rather well.
I remember a CIA officer sitting at my kitchen table saying, wow, you know, how did you do that? And Randy Taylor. I think we need to have these chats to give them the inside baseball that they need to really understand where we're at now.
Because every one of you are Christian warriors.
Yep.
That's your job. That is your job. Okay? Your Lord died on the cross for you. I'll gladly throw my life on the line for him.
Amen to that. And yeah, you've done a very good job.
Absolutely.
You know, in closing here, I also had a minute five of Paul Pelosi. You saw the video body cam footage of Paul Pelosi, right?
Yeah. I think I sent you a picture from that, didn't I?
You did. You did. I've been getting emails on that. When are you going to talk about that? You know, here's my sense of this, okay? And agree with me or disagree, I don't know. Look, something was going on there, but I think the guy was drunk, and I think he's probably got some early onset or some dementia stuff going on, in my view anyway.
I think he has more sex with men than he does with his wife.
Well, I might too, and I'm a full-fledged heterosexual, but looking
at Nancy, smiling.
Yeah, there's a video footage right there, folks. I mean, I don't know what to make of this. I think the guy was drunk and confused, but boy, I'll tell you what, man, he got hammered.
He must be a framer. Well, you lit into him with that hammer.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, but you know, isn't it funny though? I want to close with this. I mean, to me, these are the people leading this country. You know, not Pelosi, but his husband.
But they consider her the elite, and that's what they intend to turn the world over to. Exactly. We're not. Sorry, folks. Stick around, okay? It ain't happening.
We're going to stick
with us. And I'll tell you right now, I will have no part of it. So you take that for what it's worth. And my friend is with me, I'm sure. You take that for what it's worth. We're not going to have this, okay? You just stick around.
I came on wanting to bail. I'm leaving saying we're going to fight. God bless you, my friend. Talk to you soon. That'll do it for us. Have a good day, evening, night, wherever you might be.